Everyone, Shrisky Rosh Yeshiva. I have that deja vu all over again feeling over here. Baruch Hashem, we spent a wonderful Shabbos here at the Shalom Zachar. And now is the culmination of the Simcha. The name Yehuda Tzvi, you know that Yehuda represents Hakaras HaToiva, Hapam Odes Hashem, and Malaya thought she got more than she deserved, so she said now is the time to thank Hashem. And I know I speak for my wife, for myself, all the chassadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, our mishpach is more than we deserve, so I'd like to give Shevach HaOdah publicly, she's supposed to publicly, Shevach HaOdah to Ribbono Shel Olam, this wonderful simcha, our wonderful children and grandchildren, and Shabbat keep on bestowing us the chesed that we taka don't deserve. Last night I was learning in Daniel's house, or Daniel's house, and while I was learning, a thought came into my mind about Bris Mila, a new thought. You know, our grandfather's special connection to a Bris Mila, as Rabbi Kivega says in the Tshuva, it's a famous Tshuva, Rabbi Kivega, that a grandfather's a special connection to a Bris Mila. And he brings the famous Eilulai Sefrayim, who said that Bris Mila is the physical act that opens up the baby's heart to study Torah. So the Rabbi Kivega says a grandfather's machuik to teach his grandson Torah. So that's Rabbi Kivega says a grandfather's a special connection to a bris of an enikel, because bris mila is connected to the mitzvah of studying Torah. Because it opens the child's heart that he's able to absorb to study the Rabbi Yisrael's Torah. So that's what bris mila accomplishes. One of the things bris mila accomplishes. In the yeshiva, that's something very significant. We all hear your hearts are all opened up to study Torah. But I was thinking that there's a lot of much more significance in this statement of Rabbi Kivega. First, I was thinking about the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says there are three things that you acquire with Yisurim. You can only acquire them with suffering. And the first one is Torah. Torah, the Gemara says, you need Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. You can only acquire those three precious things that we all aspire to, hopefully, with Yisurim. And I was thinking, perhaps that's the lesson of Bris Mila. Bris Mila is Sas Yisurim. More for the mother, maybe, than for the baby, but it's still a little bit Yisurim for the Bachanimo, taking out blood. And maybe that signifies this idea that to acquire Torah, which Bris Mila accomplishes, it must be through Yisurim. These Yisurim means Pasma Melech Teichal, means that Torah is not acquired with pleasures, with enjoyments. Torah has to be acquired through toil, through labor. That's what it means, perhaps, through Yisurim. But yet there's another Chazal that perhaps would explain this connection of Bris Mila to Torah. And that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, the Sharm quotes it, that Baros Lecho Yetzara, Hashem gave a man a Yetzara. There is only one thing that can conquer the Yetzara, and that's toil and Torah. For us, Torah Tavlin connected. The antidote for the Yetzara is Torah. Perhaps that's also part of the significance of Bris Mila. That the Yetzara, that a person, everybody has a Yetzara. Sometimes in the yeshiva, you don't have to say that for Chiddush. The other week I was speaking to the Balabatim, so I told them, I said it's a big Chiddush, and such a thing as a Yetzara. Some people forget about it. So you know what Sefer Sharm says, if you forget there's a war, you can't win the war. But every Ben Torah knows that there's a Milchama Sayetzer. And the antidote is, so that's why, that the Bris Mila, which is the Makom HaTayiv of a person, so that's given the Indian of opening the heart of Torah, because therefore the person's child, his child, his heart will be open to study Torah, and that way you'll be able to conquer his evil inclination, his Yetzirah. Yehuda Tzvi, Baruch Hashem, he sees parents that are Meisa Nefesh, they kind of Torah. The father, Daniel Shlita, was kind of Torah with his own, accepted Yisurim, he accepted upon himself. The Sandak, the uncle, the Rishimin, was kind of Torah, also with tremendous overcoming, tremendous, sometimes difficulties, and brought himself to tremendous heights in Torah, also because he understood this concept, that Torah is not acquired by sitting back. You know, all of you, you see, some of you say, I'm not the type to learn, I'm not a masmid, I can't learn so much. Well, I'll tell you a secret, David Shimon wasn't born a masmid, and Daniel wasn't born a masmid. These are star young Talmidei Chachamim who acquired Torah through their efforts and through their toil for the Yisurim that they were able to conquer and learn Torah. And of course, this is a mishpacha, and I know I want to mention my father, Olav HaShalom, goes back many generations. Can't forget the previous Torahs, all the Yisurim and all the suffering and all the difficulties were overcome to bring such mishpachas that they should remain loyal to Torah and to study Torah. So we'd like to mention them also, my father, especially my mother, the previous Torahs, they're having nachas from their simcha, and we're very confident that Yehuda Tzvi will follow in the ways of his wonderful parents and the previous Torahs, and will be nachas to our family and to Klal Yisrael. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
At the beginning of Parshas Pasriya, so the Psukim say, it says, Dabro b'nei Yisroel leimer, Ishak Zezriya v'yol v'zachar, v'tama shivas yamin. And a lady after childbirth, after having a zachar, is tummy for 7 days. The next pasuk says, "V'yoyim hashmini." On the 8th day, mila shall be performed. Yimol v'sar v'lasay. Mila shall be done. And the next pasuk says that after the 7 days of tuma, a lady has 33 days, subsequent days, a lesser level of tuma. The meitara is a lesser level of tuma. So it speaks about the 7 first days of a lady after she has a zachar, she's tamei. The 8th day, mila v'yoyim hashmini. Yimol v'sar v'lasay. And then afterwards it says 33 days after the lady, 7 days, she has a lesser form of tumah. The Gemara, the Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk Bayoyim Hashmini, that is Bayoyim, we Darshan Maloy Balayla. That Mila is not performed on the night, the 8th night. It's 8th day, it wasn't last night, Mila Bayoyim Hashmini by day. But what's the Vav, the Uvayim? She said Bayoyim Hashmini, Rabbi Sarabah said, what's the Vav? So Chazal Darshan Ubayim, that the Vav is coming to, we might see other labels also. That not just you can't do Mila on the night of the eighth night, but subsequent nights, according to one sheet, the Uvayim, the extra Vav, is might see other nights. That the ninth night, the tenth night, 11th night, the Chulu, Mila Shalayim is mana, also can't be done by Lila. That's the Vav. I have, call it a hobby, but I have an interest in drushes, understanding why drushes have some Muslim, why is Uvayim, it says an extra Vav, it's mighty other nights, what does that have to do with the Vav? So the Malvim often shows in drushes, knowing the secrets in drushes, how it fits into the Pasuk. So I would like to share with it the Metarets, the Taisi Kedushin, with this Malvim. To explain why the the extra Vav, is Mimayim other nights. Is it just not an extra layer? So the Malbim says as follows. He says, Goynish is Cheshbon. His Cheshbon is like this. Vav we know is a Vav Achibar, connect something. Now there's an inherent problem with the order of the Pesukim. Because it says 7 days a lady's tummy. Then it interrupts with Mila, and then it goes back to her 33 more days of Tumah, the lesser level of Tumah. Why is the interruption with Mila on the 8th day, which is not even the lady's chiyuv, why is the interruption with Mila? So the obvious thing is the time sequence, 7 days, then Mila, and then 33 days, which happened at the same time, but it's put in its spot, that's the 8th day. The problem is it's out of order, because the 33 days of Tumah start on the night of the 8th. The 33 days of Tumah start before the Mila. So the proper order is 7 days of Tumah, then the 33 days start first. The Torah said not everything's in order, but the Vav Achibur suggests that there is an order. But the fact is, a Vav in the Torah suggests that it's in order and it's not in order. So to decide whether it's in order, we have to have the following shayla. On the night of the eighth, and with the nafkamina, on the night of the eighth, is the pshat that there is a chiyuv mila? There's a chiyuv mila. Except there's a standard halacha that there is no mila b'mayla. I'll explain what it means, there is a chiyuv mila. Or is the pshat the eighth is like the first 7 days? Just to bring it out, the first, the halacha is with truma, that you're not going to be sach truma on an erva. On somebody who's an early, you're not going to be sach truma. But on a child, a little baby kohen, under the age, on the first 7 days of his life, you're allowed to be sach truma, because the child's not an arla. It's not an arla, the child. The child's not an arla because there is no chiyuv b'smila. The eighth day and on, if the child doesn't have a mila, so then we cannot be sach truma, it's an arla. For the first 7 days, the child's not arla. So the chakir is the night of the eighth, the child an arla or not? If there's a chiyuv mila, and you just can't do it, you're an oynis, you can't do it at night, the child's an arla. You can't be sach truma. If the pshat is that the eighth night, there is no chiyuv, the bike is like the first 7 days, the child's not arla, but chiyuv doesn't start till the yayim. The child's not an arla till the yayim, it's not shayach mila till the yayim. That's the chakir the mal. So he says as follows, if the pshat is that you can never do mila b'ayla on any subsequent night, not the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, then the logical conclusion is why that on the 8th night, the reason I can't do mila is stam is zaita gedin, there's no mila b'ayla. It's not because the child's not an oral. It's stam is zaita gedin, you can never do b'ayla. Haraya, the 9th night, the kid zikr and oral, is oral already from the 8th day. The 10th night, 11th night, is zikr and oral. It's Tamadi, you can't do Mila Laila. So the logical conclusion would be, if every other night you can't do it, so we'll assume the eighth night also, the Etz and the kids in Arul, it is the eighth day, except there's an old, there's a Stamadi in the Din Ba'alma, not to be Ma'alma Laila, but he is in Arul. However, if there's never a Din, if every other night, subsequent night, you're allowed to be Ma'alma Laila. If the ninth night be Ma'alma Laila, 10th, 11th, 12th, and the only night that can't be Ma'alma Laila pumped is the eighth night, so the logical conclusion would be, is there's no such din named Ma'alma Laila. It's just the eighth night is like the first 7 days. The kid's not an Uro. It's not, it would be illogical, that would be the logical assumption, because Haraya, every other night, meal could be performed. Why not the eighth night? It must be, because the eighth night is like the first 7 days. The kid's just not an Uro. Dr. Malbin, Vibal, the Pasuk says, Uba Yoy Mashmil, which Mashmah's above a Hebrew time sequence, which Mashmah, it happens right after the first 7 days, so it's Mashmah Balayla, he is an Oral. So why can't you do Mila the eighth night if it is an Oral? Uba Yoy Mashmil, Mila is right away, ooh, it's above a Hebrew. It follows right after the first 7 days. So why can't Mila be done right away, Dr. Malbin? Dr. Malbin must be as a normal dinner, in Malba Leilois. A Yvazayin is a normal din. You can't do the 9th night, 10th night, 11th night. That's the Uvayayin, that the U is mighty other Leilas. Going to join us to the Malbim. And with this, we can understand the Taisus and Kedushin perhaps. Because Taisus and Kedushin asks, the Gemara quotes a Pasa, Aysay v'loy Aysay, that ladies have no chiyuv to be mal their sons. Quotes a Pasa, Frank Taisus and Kedushin, why do we need a Pasa? It's Mitzaseish as man grama. Pat the ladies are butter. It's mitzvah sheishas man grama. Who needs a special pasuk to pat the ladies being mal their sons? Comes Taisus, and Taisus answers that since Ein Lasayif, it goes on and on afterwards. He says to feed the man damar that mila shaloi bezmana can be done by leilos. If mila shaloi bezmana can be done by leilos, so it has no saif. Once he could start, you can't start the mila till the eighth day. But once he could start, for the rest of the child's life of Dumilus, it has no sight, it's not called Zman Grama. That's what he says. So he says what, just one could learn Taisus means to be Zman Grama at the beginning and an end. Perhaps we could say that Taisus means, in Echanami that would still be called Zman Grama. The fact that it has no end, but it has to start, it's Zman Grama, it's not till the eighth day. What Taisus means as follows. Every mitzvah, but it's not called Zman Grama, even though we didn't have it till Harsinai, because we weren't mitzvah till then. That's when the Rebbeinu Shem said the tzivui. On the first set, it's not Zman Grama Mila. In Arel, a person is mechuyev to be mal. There's no oral in the world. The first 7 days, the child's not an oral. What Taisus means, what Taisus Mila Shalaybis Mana can be done by Leilais, Taisus means this Cheshbin. He bowed Mila Shalaybis Mana can be done by Leilais. So, Ibazoi, the eighth night, the fact that it can't be done, according to the Alpia Cheshbin, the Malbin, is now, it's only, it's like the first 7 days. If your whole Mila normally could be done by Leilais, and only the eighth night can be done, it's like the first 7 days. The kid's just not in oral. The eighth night with feet tais the shita, you could be sach shuma on the child. Because the kid's just not in oral. And the eighth day is the first day the kid's in oral is the fleet of Mila. And that was Mukhib Mila and he has Mila forever. It's not Zman Grama. In oral one has to be mal. It's not a child one has to be mal. It's an oral one has to be mal. The child the 8th day is an oral, the oral has to be mal. There's no Zman Grama. The second is an oral year. Forever the person is Mukhib to be mal. And bezoi, it's not Zman Grama. The Svasema says that Yidden are called Yehudim. We're called Yehudim because our teves to be made out of a god of a katan. Our essence is the thank to Rabbi Shalom day and night. That's the essence of a Yehudi, of a Yid. Is we thank Hashem excessively, constantly, over and over. That's the essence of a Yehudim. And we named our child Yehuda. My wife and I named the child Yehuda. Sight to thank the Rabbi Shalom for all the chesed, for all the rizgi chesed that the Rabbi Shalom has done to us. Beis Hashem will continue to do a matnas chinam that the Rabbi Shalom has been united with us in Bar Mishpacha. And sight with a tefillah that he taka should be an emissary Yehudi. He should taka at this media that he's made and thanks to Rabbi Shalom for everything. Constantly to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom, he should be a Meir Brachas here, the Yid who's Yoyim V'Layla Asak, Kol HaYoyim V'Layla, thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom. Saying, Shiuz Hishpochus to the Rebbeinu Shlom, being a person who's Taka and Emistik Yehudi. I'm not going to speak about them right now, just, it's already, the hour is getting late already. But I feel I wanted also mention, as Mechavin Tavi Murray, I wanted to mention also my grandparents, Ashaynanu Pai, my Zaidi, who was the Yidu Rizka Tzadik, somebody who taught the whole Mishpach what it means Chesed, what it means to do for Yenim, what it means Snius, what it means Hatznei Lechsem Hashem Lekecha. To go in the still life and not to be loud. The chassadim people should know about. Hatznei Lechsem Hashem Lekecha. He taught our whole mishpacha what this means. To mention my grandmother, my babi, who was somebody who taught us what it means to be ma'irich, to give an erich to a fellow yid, what it means another yid, another human being. The chshiva she gave to each person. The velt says a zog that it takes. It takes a tzaddik to feel Yenna's pain. It takes a malach to be misamech in his joy. And she was somebody who was misamech. She was taka malach. She was misamech in everybody's joy like it was her own. She taught the mishpacha what it means to admire somebody else. I want to mention my opa, who was a yid who taught us what it means, who taught the whole mishpacha what it means, tzaddik be'emunasa yichya, what it means to be an erlich person, what it means to be medakdek. Yaakovin, are you Mareshis Ovois? Yaakovin, who put in our blood that a year is Meshashkes Kol Kelai. I felt all my utensils, I felt all my possessions. Yaakovin says, I didn't find a penny that's not mine. And this was our Opa, who was able to say, I could feel all my, every penny of mine, it's all mine, it's all Erlich. There's not a penny that doesn't belong to me, that's not Erlich. It's not deserved, it's not given by the Rebbeinu Shlom, not taken. I want to be maketoyf to Hashem and be maketoyf to Omar. Hashem for giving us Omar and to maketoyf Omar for coming today. She made the trip out. Baruch Hashem. She made the trip out on Shabbat, but she made the trip out today, this morning, and it means a lot to us to have Omar here. She is a dogma for us. What it means a kesher to Hashem. But it means somebody who davens all day, who says tefillin to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, who has a keshe chazak with Hashem. She lives with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. She lives with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, together with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. The Rebbeinu Shloimeh lives in her apartment, and we're makit toiv to her for all the chesed she does for us, and we're makit toiv for her joining in this simcha. Our makit toiv also, and Tammy came out from Cleveland, traveled very far. We're very much makit toiv for that, that she joined in our simcha. We appreciate it. Leib shalom. The Gemara in Kedushin says, a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says that, quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, at that time, time of Mashiach, Hashem says, I'll be for Rebbeinu Shlom, the time of Lasse Lovay, for the Elikim L'chol Mishpachas Yisrael, as Medayik the Gemara in Kedushin, L'chol Yisrael Leimemer, Shteinish in the Pasuk L'chol Yisrael, doesn't say the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to be for all of Yidden. L'chol Mishpachas Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to be Shoyer Yishchina, at that time Mashiach, on Mishpachas in Klai Yisrael, on families, on the Mishpachas that are together, on mishpachas that are there for each other, on mishpachas that are samech and brother simchas. And when we get together as a mishpacha for simchas, I feel tremendous hakaras hatov to the whole mishpacha, to my brother David Shimon, who came and joined us in the simcha, my brother Maishi, who joined us in the simcha, my sister Gilo's here, Dina's here, Shlomo and Svi, and we're very, very much makir tov that you joined in the simcha. We feel this point that the Rebbeinu Shlom, that the Shechina Shoyra extra on the Simcha, because the Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Be'isayin Om Hashem, Eyel Elikim L'chol Mishpacha Is Yisrael." I'm very much makir toiv also to Rabbi Glenn for coming. It's a special zchus I feel that somebody I learned Torah from when I was a tinaik, when I was a child. I feel it's a special schuss to have a yid who I learned Torah from be a shliach for me. To be a shliach to do the mila, Baruch Hashem, it's a chazak, the third child that Rabbi Glenn has been a mile at my children's breast, and I'm makir toiv to him. Shkakeh of simchas. And you say a lot of Akaras HaTayyibs at once, so it looks like each one is swallowed up. I'm pausing, I don't know who I'm thanking next, I'm pausing because each one is its own, it's a little overwhelming, it's not just another Akaras HaTayyibs. I feel sometimes we have siyumim in the yeshiva, so we go down and dance. It's not the child, the next night just dance again. Siyum, chasna, you go to, I see my parents go to chasna very often. Each simcha, it's a chasna. And my parents go with an excitement because, oh, it's a chasana. So the Akaras HaTayyib, I feel that way. My heart, we're not just going through another Akaras HaTayyib and another. Each one is something I makir toiv b'leib nefesh, my wife and I very, very much makir toiv. And makir toiv, what it means, an old chaver. It means a chaver neman. Somebody who is karavli ka'achi, mamish. And Reb Dayiv has always been, we've always been together, Baruch Hashem. We've been together from kindergarten, straight through. Straight through Russia, I think that's the fourth year based medrash in the mirror together, straight through. And until today, we speak Baruch Hashem relatively often. And I'm makir toiv for him being there now, for being such a chaver neman. There's much more to be makir toiv, but just, I want to be makir toiv. I already said Shabbos to the Rosh Yeshiva, and to the whole unhole of the Yeshiva. It's a tremendous chus to be involved in such a makom kaddish. A makom, I feel every single bachur who's here grows, bar none. I don't know, I'm not comparing to other places, I think it's a davar neira. To me, I don't know, people have different uptaichim in the yeshiva, you hear this, that way, I don't know all the uptaichim. It's a place every single bachur grows. Each kefi mashahu, every single bachur grows. And to that, I'm makir toiv to the Shiva, I'm makir toiv to the Anala, to Fishman, Rav Cohen, to all the Rebbeim, all the other Rebbeim. I'm makir toiv to allow me to be part of such a, to allow me to be part of such a Shiva. And I want to be makir toiv, of course, this is, I want to be makatov to my parents. I feel everything that I have is theirs. Kol Mashiach is theirs. It belongs to my parents. Over the years, I call my father the Dvar Torah. It happened a few times over the years. I'll tell him, I thought of a Chiddush, and there is a Chiddush. A few times over the years, my father said, Daniel, 20 years ago, I told you that Chiddush. I feel that that's my whole life. All things I'm discovering, I see Chiddushim in all different areas. If there's something I'm yearning to in Chesed, my mother told me 25 years ago. If there's something I'm yearning to in another Indian of Ruchdis, my mother told me 30 years ago. The three shutim are the hardest to be makat toifa. Everything you have is theirs. The Rabbi Shalom and my parents. Kol Mashiach is theirs. And my in-laws are not here, and I would also like to be makat toifa. My wife feels the same way. Feels the same. Parents and the Rabbi Shalom is a shver, all three shutim. It's a shver zach. Because everything we have is theirs. And all I can do is say, I am makat. I recognize that everything I have is theirs. And to end, I want to be makat toif to my wife. Sneas today is very beaten up. It's not an in fan in America, in the Western society. It's very not in. And I don't want to be mayrich, because Baruch Hashem, my wife is a tznua. And I'm makat toif for all the chesed that she does for me and the mishpacha. And I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for all the people I was magad toiv. I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for all the bachim here, who I feel a kesher chazak to every bachim here, and I only could give a tefillah to Hashem that we should all be zeichet to be Yehudim to its truest sense. We should all be zeichet to be everything Yehudim. To thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for everything. When did I come?